Hey, so we took off the week of Thanksgiving, which was our normal posting week. Basically, the entire network did. We didn't post anything. So if you are in America and you celebrate Thanksgiving, we hope you had a good holiday. Here is the episode that would have posted last week, and we'll be back next week on the normal schedule too.
You're listening to a Halfway Network podcast.
I have people skills.
Okay, but you're helping me with this.
This is a nightmare.
Help! Excuse me.
Oops.
Oh, it was just a nightmare.
This is Help Desk Nightmares. This podcast takes a look at the interactions help desk and support techs have on a regular basis and the nightmares we encounter.
You're still alive.
Yeah, I haven't died yet.
That's good.
He's one of the people that don't show symptoms.
Oh, no, no, no.
He just can't taste anything.
I've been experiencing all the symptoms. It's awful.
All of them?
Every day it's a different symptom. Same with Lori.
But the
no smell, no taste has been the most persistent, and the sensitive skin. Sensitive skin went away today, but
I never
I've
had
not been
any
able to taste
those.
Anything, and it's so disappointing.
I didn't ever have any of those.
You should just take a bite of an onion, like it's an apple.
Yum.
We have sour candies and they do nothing. I just had because everything I'm eating, I'm realizing that it doesn't matter. So I didn't really make a dinner tonight. I just made a smoothie and I could not taste it at all. And it's just a mouthfeel thing anymore and wanting to feel sustained.
Huh. It's weird.
Yep.
Did you find your questions, Cody?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because I keep thinking that we do this at 7:30.
You got them early?
Yeah, because that was the old start time.
Original Austin is eating his food as per usual.
Is Austin V2 joining us?
No.
Sad face.
It's the wrong show for that. Okay, Cody, so you got sick. That's what you've been up to this week.
Yes.
Joey B was elected president, even though the other guy thinks that he's still going to be president, which doesn't make sense.
I don't think it's
stealing everyone's money.
Yeah. I don't think it's just the other guy thinks he's going to be president. I'm pretty sure half the country still thinks he's going to be president. So,
nah.
Not the majority, though.
Yeah.
Less than 50%.
Hell yeah. I ordered the new iPhone 12 Pro Max that is supposed to arrive on Friday. I chatted with Apple today and they said, oh yeah, it still should arrive on Friday. And I don't have a shipping confirmation yet. So that's cool.
Nice. What day does it actually release?
Like they're not allowed to be shipped or like arrive until Friday.
So they'll probably ship it out overnight on Thursday.
Well, my friend ordered the same exact one that I did, and he got a shipping confirmation, like a shipping number.
So my theory with those phones is that they're so damn expensive, and no one wants to go and into the store to buy them, that they built the shipping into the price.
That could be. So we'll see if I get that on Friday. For some reason, my entire family, like my parents, my brother, and my sister have all decided to switch to iPhone. So I'm giving my sister my old iPhone if I get it on Friday. But
yeah,
it's like random. Why did you suddenly decide that?
I don't know. You didn't talk them into it?
Nope. My brother just told me that they're all getting iPhones. I was like, okay. Not the new ones. They're getting like 8s or whatever my parents are. They don't use, they would never use any of the new stuff.
That's typically what you do for the elderly. So.
Yeah. Cool. Cool, cool, cool. Dave's not here. Rest in peace, Dave.
RIP.
RIP, Davion.
Yep, Davion Discord. I haven't edited or uploaded the last one that we recorded. Whoops.
Whoops-a-daisy.
I'm just like tired and don't want to do anything.
It's like you have COVID.
I mean,
you know, there's more important things like Baby Yoda and just other things.
I
don't watch The Mandalorian.
I've never seen it. I thought you watched it on Disney Plus, Cody.
No, I even canceled Disney Plus last month because I'm like, this is such a waste of my money.
Did you get it free with your ISP or something?
No, I get HBO Max for free.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I never
Verizon carriers, I think, get Disney Plus for free. Mm-hmm. Or they were doing a promo for a while. I'm not sure if it's still free.
Yeah, I think there was like a free year of it for some people. So
I have to figure out how widespread 5G is because obviously the new iPhone can do 5G, but I still have Google Fi, which you can use an iPhone with Google Fi, but you can't get 5G, even though it uses T-Mobile towers and the iPhone can do 5G. But it's also like I'm never downloading or like doing in crazy stuff that I need like hundreds of megabytes of data in a second anyway on my phone. So we'll see if it's enough for me to switch to something else. I assume at some point they may get it, but even if they don't, like I could just switch to T-Mobile. That's why I always buy my phone outright and never lock it to a carrier. I haven't for years and years.
It's illegal in the UK. You can't lock it to a carrier.
We learned that last week.
Woo woo.
Or last time.
Whoop.
But minor story time. I also have Google Fi, and I find it very interesting that they're coming out with a 5G phone. Like Google is coming out with a 5G phone that wouldn't even be supported on their own network. Side topic. But being on Google Fi, we were switching to a new phone system last night. and I found a neat old little app that allows me to import a CSV file and make calls automated like so that I can test to make sure that calls work to those phone numbers that were ported.
Mm-hmm.
Google Fi did not like that.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
About halfway through, they just completely turned off my outbound calling. It was great.
Holy moly.
So I had to chat in at like 1 a.m. I'm like, I'm very sorry. Can you please turn that back on? I really want to finish.
And then you use the app again and...
Yeah. Yep. Used it for the rest of it. I had another person helping me, but yeah, we turned it back on. I didn't care. I don't call people.
Right. Yeah, I don't either.
Oh, you're going to kick me off. I'll just go to Verizon.
Yeah.
Got him.
I don't know if I would go to Verizon.
I think I would prefer Verizon. I feel like Verizon has the
monopoly
best quality. Yeah. I just feel like they have the best quality for whatever their band is.
Mm-hmm. CDMA. CDMA, I think, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Gotta be.
And they do BOGOs. So, like, you can buy, like, a phone data plan and then get a MiFi SIM card for half off. Monthly. So, you're only paying half the price.
Breaking news.
We skipping mine?
No, isn't this for yours?
Breaking news?
Oh, wait.
Ready to brew. No.
There we go.
Okay, so these questions are going to be tough because there really wasn't much tech news over the past 2 weeks other than video game stuff and politics. So
they're made for Dave.
You're going second. Mark, you're going first. For your first question, Mark, an AI camera operator mistook a soccer ball. Oh, no. Hold on. An AI camera operator mistook what for a soccer ball.
Oh.
In a football club match. So this is like artificial intelligence. There's no human operator.
A referee's head.
Good job. Look at that. It was a bald referee's head and it just started following him around the field. So that was pretty cool.
Nice.
Your second question, Tesla has raised the price of what vehicle option to $10,000 from $8,000?
Increased battery? What is it?
Oh, no. Full self-driving.
Oh.
No.
It's like he's here.
It was close, though. It is. That was weird. You channeled him.
No, Austin's blurry.
Yeah, this happens to him quite a bit. Your third and final question, and this one's kind of tough. Panasonic now makes a vacuum gadget to rescue what from train tracks?
Kittens.
Wireless earbuds, which you could say are more valuable than kittens. Good job. You got one out of
train tracks. Is that like subway tracks?
Yeah.
People using Amtrak a lot.
I mean, I've been on it once.
You could just get them.
No, that train's going to hit you. It's going 28 miles an hour.
But I don't know if they're like that. You would lose them on an Amtrak while the train is moving.
No, I think it's supposed to be like while you're standing at the. Yeah, so it is subway.
Ready to brew.
Subway tracks. Oh, Austin is going away, but his first question. Walmart has announced it's giving up on shelf scanning robots in favor of what? These are tough.
Ceiling mounted cameras.
Oh, no, humans. They're actually going to stick with the humans. Number two, what video game retailer pulled its recently announced employee TikTok contest after revealing it would award employees with more labor hours for their stores?
GameStop.
Good job. Look at that. You were so sure.
I figured the only horrible company would be
GameStop. Probably like the only video game retailer that's surviving. Mm-hmm. And your last question, to help ease COVID concerns, Best Buy won't let you buy what in store until 2021, even though it's releasing this week. So it's a big, there's two big releases this week.
So there's a new iPhone.
There's three big releases this week. It was not iPhone.
What?
It doesn't really affect us because I don't think anyone here owns it. Mark owns these, the old versions of them.
They won't be selling a piece of tech in stores until 2021.
Yep. But it's releasing this week and it's really hyped. Oh man,
I'm gonna say it's another Apple product. I'm just gonna say AirPod Pros because I don't know what else it could be.
No, see what happens when you're a PC gamer. It's a PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series X. I know. See, that's the thing. None of us, I mean, Mark's got it in his living room, but
yeah, I'm probably gonna buy one eventually, but like,
yeah, I'm gonna do the same. I'll buy a PlayStation 5 just so I can play old PlayStation games.
That's why I saw the Xbox stream today. I was like, why are they?
Yeah, it's like a state of play thing or something.
Yeah,
because their Xbox is tomorrow and I think PlayStation 5 is the next day.
Cool. Here's some Reddit stories. Those were hard.
They were.
Did you make those when you knew that Dave wasn't joining us, so you didn't do a billion extra like I did that time?
Correct. Yep. Three each. Made it really easy.
To lose.
Got him.
Reddit user Hot Dog Water 1221 wrote this story. Cody can't taste that.
Did you say hot dog water?
Yeah. What would you rather drink? Hot dog water or pickled water?
I like pickle water.
Pickle water.
Me too. Gosh darn it. Okay, I was trying to think of something bad. Hot dog water or clean toilet water?
Oh. Hot dog water.
I agree. Darn it. Yeah. I can't think of anything close. Okay, continue.
Hot dog water 1221 writes, today after extensive training, I finally started taking calls myself. I was shaking. I was so nervous, not knowing what to expect. Hello. Thank you for calling Advanced Tech Support. This is Hot Dog Water 1221. How can I help you today? Before you say anything, they are listening. I'm sorry, sir. Who is listening? I've had a problem with my device for 2 weeks and nobody fixed it yet. I involved the FBI Cyber Police Division and they're on the line now. Okay, sir, that's not a problem. How can I help you? My device will not connect to my internet because... And then he ranted for an hour. When I finally got to speak, it turned out he never turned on his Wi-Fi. It was quite a way to start my first tech support job ever. FBI Cyber Police. Didn't have the heart to tell him that's not a real thing.
Aw, that poor guy is still really concerned.
Yeah.
I mean, it's very likely that someone's listening in, but they're just called the NSA these days. Like, it's like the people on Facebook that my favorite is when people share a post that says today or tomorrow, Facebook is going to be taking all of your data. Share this post, acknowledging that you don't want your data shared. What?
If it's on there, they already have it. There was this lady when I was doing voting stuff. She was like, she's from the same party I am, but she was like ranting about how blah, blah, blah. Like she thinks that people should be allowed to vote in the primary, presidential primary, without having to declare what party they're from, because she doesn't want anyone to have her. She doesn't want to be on lists and then the Democratic Party or the Republican Party email her or call her or whatever.
That's fair.
But then you just don't vote in the primary because they have to know, because you don't get both ballots. You say I'm Democrat or I'm Republican and they only give you that ballot. And then you vote who you want for the primary. So you have to say, or you just don't vote in the primary. But she didn't like that. She wanted somehow to get the correct ballot without saying what she is so that no one contacts her. Like, this doesn't make any sense. And then she, for some reason, I don't think that it came up, but she declared that she works for the Secretary of State. So like, okay, the government has your information already. What are you talking about?
So I know you did an entire episode on voting that I did not listen to, but is the primary a recent creation? Like there were not primaries back when like the elections first started, right?
We didn't talk about primaries because the people's vote has never counted. That's just how it was set up.
Like, okay.
And for the first, I think we said the first 50 years, not even all of the states allowed people to vote for the president. Just the electors voted. So It's always been that they vote. And then at some point, like in the mid 1800s, they decided we can let people vote. It was really funny that like the first 50 years until the like 1830s or something, that the way that people voted was you just go, I might've said this last time.
Yeah, you
just
did.
Go to the courthouse and shout out your vote. Like, what the fuck? I want to do that.
Things
now.
Were different back then.
We should all just shout it out. It's great.
Green Party, please.
Yeah.
And then people can beat you up for wasting your vote. Not Yahoo. Reddit user, Ochayanage writes, this is funny. For no particular reason, this person writes, in my previous position, I worked as support for credit union using my company's software. One day, I got a call from a guy who said a feature wasn't working, so I remote in and have him show me, and he reproduces it. The feature is supposed to add a file when double-clicked, and it's working kind of spotty for him, so I try it, and it works. I have him try it again, sporadically working. Then I realize I can hear him clicking his mouse. One click, like 2 seconds later, then another click. I ask him to try it again as fast as he can, and sure enough, it works. Problem solved, right? No, he calls back an hour later saying it's not working again. So brilliant me, I go to his mouse settings in Windows and just increase the amount of time he has to double click. It works, I tell him to have a good day and call me back with any problems. An hour later, he calls back to tell me it's been working and he's wondering what I did to fix it because he has the same problem at his home workstation. I explained it to him, showed him how he could do it. Suddenly, it stops working. I can hear him taking forever for the second click. I again tell him he needs to click faster. It was seriously set at nearly maximum delay. Nope. In the end, I had no choice but to escalate to my boss because he wasn't accepting my answer. I detailed what occurred in my ticket and sent it along, and the contents were something like this. Customer had problem with feature X not adding on double click. He was clicking too slow. Adjusted his Windows mouse settings for longer delay. Worked until I explained what was happening, then stopped working.
That's I've just looked it up because I was like, is that setting still a thing? And yeah, it is.
Yeah.
And it, I feel like it's got to be an accessibility purpose. Yeah.
Like some people can't, but
I get it. It's
if he,
tough to click.
If he can and then just doesn't and then clicks even slower, it's like, what are you doing, you crazy person?
I'm a little missed double clicks.
Yeah.
Like I go to double click and then my finger just like slides across the top of the mouse and it just doesn't click again.
Oof. No, the worst one that I end up having is if I try to double click, but I slip and I click and drag and move a folder into another folder. Like it'll be an entire network share. Like, whoops.
Yeah. Guess that's thing that's you're happening. The type of people I love. Because Now we have to go folder hunting.
I catch it when it happens. Mark and I have done this so many times at the old place. So
We would have to hunt for it though. Like, well, let me just look in the folder above and below this one. Yeah, that's probably that's where the it
typical
is.
Typical go-to. That or my favorite was dragging entire email shared inboxes into like they would pull an email shared inbox folder into their own personal email accounts folder, yeah. And it would legitimately move those emails.
Yeah. So our network share drive and the user's personal drive are on the same server. So like when you move something, it's almost instantaneous.
Yeah.
And we had somebody move a network share folder for another department into their personal drive, and they didn't know that it even happened. So we had to, like, we looked everywhere and we're like, we don't know where it's at. Mm-hmm. So we had to write a script to traverse all the folders and find where it was at. I guess we could have done like a search too, but it was easier to like write something out in PowerShell. Like if it's this, it was easier for just you to find it.
Yes. Yeah. So, when it's easier to program than to just use basic Windows 10 features,
garbage.
You know you're Austin.
This is when Windows 10 search was garbage.
Yeah. Yeah. Windows 10 search has, in my opinion, gotten a lot better. You can even search contents of files, which is incredible. It takes ages, but
yeah. We use Mac. I don't know about that.
Bum, 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 bum.
You ready for Big Sur?
Yeah, I would.
What a name.
If it wasn't at work, I would already have it, but I'm not going to do a beta on our production environment.
Is Big Sur a landmark or something?
I have like, no idea.
It used to be Catalina and places.
Oh, Catalina was the current public version.
Let's see. What is
El Capitan? I love that one.
Yeah.
Big Sur, it's just a place in California. Can you imagine being like a small town of like 200 people and Apple's like, we're going to name our next operating system on your little town.
They ran out of cool animals.
They did. They couldn't just choose Craig.
Yeah. One more.
They could have chose antelope.
Fun Reddit story. Yeah,
so many.
This guy has a bunch of complaints. So Oaf Chunk wrote this. Let's see. All of his complaints. So his people are being stupid with their tickets, which is okay. Thanks for submitting for our show. User submitted ticket. Summary of issue. Can't print. And that was the whole ticket. And of course, they don't answer when I call because why would they? User calls in, can't sign into computer. He just changed his password and now can't sign in. He's remote on a laptop, not on the network. Just use the old password. That will work until you take the laptop to the office again. Nope, not working either. Nothing is getting him in. Finally, I'm about to give up and just tell him to bring it into the office. And he says, oh, I've been able to sign into the desktop the whole time. It's Outlook I can't get into. User calls in trying to install something on iPhone. It's asking for an Apple ID password, and he asks me what the password is because he doesn't know it. I give him the company default password, and he says, it's my own iPhone, not the company's. And his last one is a little bit longer. This person also can't sign in. Luckily, it's just an account unlock. I unlock and tell him to sign in. Sign in to what? I ask if she was trying to sign into the computer or to Outlook. I don't know. I'm just trying to get in to do work. I ask what they see. It's their name really big. Okay, Windows sign in. I tell her to put in her password. Which password? The one for my desktop or work or email? We have single sign-on. It's literally all the same. She's been with the company for over a decade. We've been on single sign-on for a few years now. She still thinks there are different passwords for everything. After 10 more minutes of struggling, I get her into her computer, to her email, and to her work, which turns out is just Citrix, nothing special. I think I have a concussion now from all of the head desks. I'm glad it's Friday. I need a drink or seven. Oaf Chunk.
I feel like his complaints were more high level. Like all of those were legitimate things that can happen. But I do have my own question that hopefully the two of you can assist with. So what's going on? Obviously, I've been working remote since Monday last week. Every employee at my employer gets a laptop, no big deal. And it took about 2 months to get the laptop, but they just provided me with the VPN credentials and that's it. Didn't log me into the laptop, anything like that. Not a big deal. So
figure it out yourself.
On Monday, I'm like, oh, I need to actually remote in. Let's try this guy out. So we had discussed in the past that we weren't sure how this remoting feature was going to work, but I get into the VPN and I'm like, okay, I can't access our accounting software at all. I don't know what's going on. So my question is, on Monday, I submitted a very, what I thought was a very thorough ticket to our help desk and said, hey, this is kind of urgent. I may be remote for a couple weeks. No one responded for 2 days. And then I finally found out I'd be remote for 2 weeks. I ended up submitting another ticket that was very, very urgent. Like I put urgent in the subject, everything like that. Come Monday this week, now 3, 4, 5 days later, I still haven't received a response. So I had to go up the ladder a little bit to get it done. But is it possible that the help desk person was annoyed with me for trying to guess what the remote software was and trying to use terminology that most people wouldn't know? Because I was like, can you please give me the RDP credentials or the gateway credentials so I can log in? I need to get this ASAP. And part of me thinks that it would have been better had I just put urgent, can't remote in, call me. And then just rolled with it. I feel like I would have got a faster response instead of me being specific and saying, here's what I've tried. Like I was too detailed.
So he could be just that petty and be like, don't tell me how to do my job. You can wait now.
Right.
Or use terminology that he didn't know. And that's, you confused him.
Part of me thinks that that's what it was. And it's no disrespect for the help desk team. I know they're super duper busy. It's just, it was the first time in a long time that I had no control over an IT situation. And it was a legitimate, urgent case. And I'm like, I have never let an urgent work stopping ticket go 7 days without a response.
That's a long time.
We get alerted if it's so, like, how our ticket. Well, I can't wait to get off our ticketing system. First off, it just sucks. But like, if a ticket goes unacknowledged for an hour, it's put on a report and it's sent to IT, like to all of IT, so everybody sees it.
Gotcha.
And it continues to stay on that report until you take it. After 3 days, it gets escalated, so it goes straight to
Bill Gates,
the IT department head. So like he sees it, but like it never gets that far. Like it's usually like, hey, this ticket's shown on the report, like can we get it going? But yeah. we've never had like an outage worthy thing, like what you're like work stopping issue. Like we're either like remoting on via third party software to like get in without VPN connection so that we can get you in, or like we're trying to find some other alternative.
Yeah, it was, I don't know.
I think the only time maybe I've had anything like that was when somebody reports something and I respond or ask them for clarification and they just never respond back. And then 2 weeks later, they're like, no, that was never fixed. What do you mean? What do you mean?
Well, I asked you for this. Is that, yeah, their help desk ticketing system, I'm sure kind of like yours, has a NAG system built in. So every 3 days, it emails the person who submitted it and said, hey, your ticket's still outstanding. It's now overdue. Just a reminder that it's still present.
Yeah.
And then it sends a survey. Yeah, how are we doing?
Yeah, exactly. Like, I remember that.
The old one.
Never responded to any of those.
Like, we're very proactive. So like if a ticket's submitted and we don't have enough information, we'll ask the question, then we'll put it in like, hey, this is on you now. And it sends them an email immediately when we do put it in that status saying, hey, we changed it to pending you. And then they will get an email at 24 hours, 48 hours, and 36 hours. At 36 hours, tickets closed.
Oh,
you
nice.
You waited too long. Like we're not going to do this.
Good.
So yeah, we get petty sometimes because it's like, really, you knew when you submitted this, that this was not enough information. So we just immediately like ask the question and throw up pinning user, knowing that we're not going to get a response back.
Right. Well, and if they're still not responding, that it may not have been as significant of an issue as they may have thought it was, or they fixed it and they just don't want to respond. I closed my I think I've submitted maybe 24 tickets. I think I've closed 20 of them myself because I wasn't getting a response, so I just fixed it.
Closed resolve, self-resolved.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you have admin credentials for everything anyway, so it's fine.
Yeah, everyone does. It's so confusing. I don't have admin credentials for this laptop, though, which is the weirdest thing in the world. I want to turn off the screen timer from 15 minutes to boost it something up. Can't do it.
Nah.
That's funny.
So what you need to do, you just need to write a PowerShell script that in the background, it just toggles your num lock off and on. That way, like it's just a keystroke, you know, num lock. Who uses num lock that often that they're going to see it every 15 minutes for a millisecond?
Or I knew someone who had like a clock with an actual, like it was a real watch, not like my smartwatch, where it added like an actual ticking second thing, and it just would put it underneath the optical mouse, and then it would just keep the computer awake no matter what.
Oh my gosh, that's so smart.
That's so smart.
That is good, creative.
But I don't have a watch like that, so I can't do that.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, when we were doing like our migration to like laptops from desktops, I literally like had to write a script that literally just like pressed the period key, because like the migration script that we had, like it just took so long to move everything off of their old computer up to like the backup directory that we were using. And then same with the download to the new laptop. So like I called so many people to like, hey, can you come back and type in your credentials again? I got locked out. So I'm like, I'm not going to deal with this. I will just watch the screen and make sure no one touches it for this hour while it,
yeah, I think we ended up just resetting passwords every time because it was just so annoying.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Now I can play this one.
Breaking news.
Good one.
What year, November 10th of what year, Apple ships the first iPod, the device that changed the course of both the music and tech industries. At the time, most experts could only focus on the fact that other devices cost less and may have had more impressive technical specs, sort of like they do today. I guess when it comes to experts, this person writes, and Apple devices, they haven't learned their lesson yet. November 10th of what year was the iPod released?
Austin, you want to go first or you need me to? You get that
this
chicken
one's tricky. So, like, I've been, like, I had an iPod Touch, and, you know, leading back, I had, like, an iPod Nano and an iPod Classic. But I never had the original iPod.
What?
So, I don't know, like, the little clicker wheel and, like, the actual physical buttons. Yeah, like, I never had that. So,
bum, 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 bum.
I'm going to say 2000.
I'm going to say 2003.
So close, yet such a nerd.
The correct answer is 2001.
Oh, good job. Look at you go. Bow, bow, bow.
One more.
Breaking news.
Oh, this is a good one. I'll send this image too. Let's see. I didn't know that this was their logo.
Gosh, that is a chonky voice.
Yeah, I had that. It was horrible.
Oof.
The next one wasn't much better. November 10th of what year? Oh, another November 10th. Interesting.
That looks like... So the... Mark, I know you sent that symbol out. That looks like a modern day Windows. Because just the way it's so simple.
Yeah. November 10th of what year, Microsoft formally announces Windows, a graphical user interface for Microsoft DOS-based systems. Bill Gates promises that Windows will ship by April of the next year after release, so just in 5 months. However, in true Microsoft fashion, Windows 1.0 doesn't actually ship until November 2 years later. While Windows 1 and Windows 2 saw limited usage, it wasn't until Windows version 3 that Windows began to see widespread acceptance. November 10th of what year was Windows announced?
I'm going to say 92.
You said 92?
Yes, because I know there's 95, 98 XP.
But what about 1, 2, and 3?
95.
1, 2, and 3.
3, 2, and 1.
Oh, no. So that's earlier. Oh, anyway, I'm 92.
So after watching all the Steve Jobs movies that have come out over the years, I'm pretty sure that it's a very common theme that Bill Gates helped like build portions of their UI and operating system because he had experience from Windows. So I'm going to say like 1981 or yeah, let's go with 81.
Good thing you went early because the correct answer is 1983.
You know what's sad is that I was using DOS-based systems through about 1999. Oh, I think
that's
so that's why I was basing the answer on that is we didn't have any Windows computers in our household. They were all DOS text based.
What? That's weird.
We were poor.
Amiga.
They were all Linux based. Gross.
We just had those giant floppy disks.
Oh,
I'm very tempted to switch to Linux.
You seem it's like
the kind of guy that would.
I don't really know how to do anything, so I don't use it for much except for my Plex media server. which
I have that on Windows. Is there any benefit to doing it on Linux?
I don't know. Just everyone was like, put this on Linux, put it on Ubuntu or whatever. So I did. And it was fine. It's basically the same. Yahoo Answers user anonymous. We'll call Joseph R. Biden Jr. asks, how long do TVs last these days?
A long time, actually. Unless you throw something at them. Austin's on a very important call, but I can respond on his behalf and say,
I think it depends because I've had this, it's like 65 inch TV and it's like, I've had it for maybe 6 years, 5 or 6 years. And every HDMI port except for one is broken.
What? Are you like manhandling them?
No, but it's on a big long arm that it can like angle pretty far. So any jostling of that port just decides now it's not going to work. So I have it like taped to the back so it can't move even if the TV moves.
Yeah, I would say 5 to 10 years, though, is probably a safe bet. My Samsung TV died at about 8 months, but it got replaced.
Did it catch on fire?
I have a 40-inch, or we had a 40-inch LCD that we gifted to my dad, and I think I bought that in 2008, and it's still going. 720p, it's good.
Ooh, 720, gross.
He doesn't know any better. He has really bad he eyes. Can't see it anyway.
Yahoo Answers user Katie asks, can I connect USB mic to any camera? I'm in the middle of trying to make good quality videos with good quality sound. I have a USB mic and I'm currently looking for a good quality camera to film with the mic.
So
I don't think you can do
a little confused.
Yeah, I mean the USB port on like a camera is not gonna be for audio that like there might be an XLR if you've got a good video.
USB 2 or 3.0 it'll be a USB-C or micro something like that, and it's I mean I'm sure you can use it for audio, but cameras, maybe modern cameras have it. I haven't purchased a modern camera before because what do you need it for? You have a cell phone.
I think it's probably not for plugging in a USB microphone though, because that's not even going to sound good. You want XLR. If you can use an XLR and something that mounts to the video camera, that's better than trying to plug in a USB mic anyway is going to be terrible for audio.
But to buy a camera with XLR built in, I feel like it's going to be up there in terms of cost.
Yeah.
I think DSLRs most of the time but just could, come with like you, a little 2.5 millimeter.
Yeah, it depends on like the use case. If you're just like doing YouTube and you're sitting down at your computer desk anyway, just to record.
Just plug it into your computer.
Plug it into your computer and record the audio and join them separately in some kind of program. You don't have to plug it into the camera unless you're like doing man on the street videos or something, interview questions, but like what are
Billy on the street.
Yeah.
Man on the street, like you didn't want to get copyright or something.
Yeah.
And like half the time, like cameras don't come with XLR ports. Like it's very rare that you're going to see a camera with an XLR port that's not $7,000. Yeah, like a normal camera.
I have a feeling that she's just confused.
Maybe.
Yeah, I mean, you can get like an external recorder that has XLR input. Those are pretty popular, and those are only like $100.
Yeah, I have one. I've never used it.
What?
Does it have like the two microphones that point like this?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, one of those.
Oh, look at that thing.
I've never used it. I bought it when I was going out to Idaho, and then I never used it at all.
Oh, for interviews.
I thought we were going to do stuff, but we never did it. And then most of the team quit doing podcasts. That was fun.
We still have Jay.
Yeah, we'll always have Jay.
Kinda.
Who also has COVID, turns out.
Good. Yeah, everyone has COVID right now. So
I don't because I stay at home.
Yay!
Good job.
I don't because I had it already. Yahoo Answers user Frank asks, how to fix a locked iPod? My wife found our son an iPod. How? It has an unknown passcode on it. How can we fix this?
So
my son stole an iPod from someone.
Well, how his wife stole it if she found it for him. I think it probably depends.
You can do a couple of things.
Yeah.
But
can't you just do like a full-blown hard reset?
I think you can, unless they have like Find My iPod on turned on, and then it might just break.
Like if it's registered with an Apple ID today, like you can't do it unless you have like the user, unless you have some way of getting into the Apple ID account. But there is only one way around it. So you have to know the exact model of the iPod, and then you get the basically like the ISO to the like base version of what the iPod came with. You put it in restore mode, and then you have to use a third party program in order to rewrite the ISO back to the iPod.
They used to print it on the back of the devices, but I don't know if they do anymore. I don't think my XR doesn't have anything on it. So you wouldn't be able to find out.
So what happens if someone dies and you need to get into their phone?
Too bad. Call Tim Cook.
Sometimes like you can go to a data recovery place and they can try to like switch something over to a new phone that doesn't have like the security chip that would hopefully let you like restore it without needing the Apple ID account. But I haven't had an iPod in so long. I couldn't tell you. That's just how I used to restore my old one. Cause like I was in a jailbreak and you could always like revert back to the old like stock iOS with that tool.
For all the kids out there, you used to not be able to do everything from your cell phone. Isn't that weird? Yahoo Answers user Patricia asks, what's the difference between normal batteries and alkaline batteries?
I don't know if there's necessarily a normal. I feel like alkaline may be the most common disposable battery.
Normal is not a type of battery. Like that's not enough. There's a lot of different kinds. And it's just basically their chemical, like their chemistry. How do they provide power? So you would have to define what normal in that, like alkaline.
Like in your cell phone,
what?
You don't have an alkaline battery. Yeah. You have a lithium ion or something.
Yeah.
LiPo. Yeah, there's like LiPo, lithium.
I think alkaline will last a while, but you can't recharge alkaline. So
correct.
I don't like
alkaline.
The
you can also test the, like not status, but like you can check to see if it's dead or not by like bouncing it on a table. If it doesn't bounce, it is charged. If it bounces, that means all the energy juices have left it.
I think it's probably not the case, but I always felt like dead batteries were a lot lighter. Like dead alkaline batteries. I was like, huh. Or if you go and you buy a Duracell battery, a AA, and then you go to the dollar store and buy a AA, the dollar store one's like itsy bitsy. Feels like nothing. Not as many alkyls in them.
Yep, that's the case. Alkyls. I don't know this person. It seems like it might be something bad. So we'll say that their name is Christopher Columbus asks, what's your favorite?
That's even better.
Yeah. Well, we know that he's bad. What's your favorite gaming system ever?
Computer.
Computer gaming?
Yeah.
Probably means console, I would imagine.
Most fond memories of N64, I think. But
I played original Nintendo. That wasn't great.
So I'm going to say PlayStation 2.
That's actually, you're right. So that was
like the best console. It had all the games. You could even like local LAN play, like with a cord.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. My family justified getting one early on when it came out because they wanted a DVD player. And that was like the big thing. People didn't have DVD players and PlayStation 2 opened them up to it.
Hell yeah.
That was exactly our reasoning for buying a PlayStation 3.
Nice. Well, that's one of the big reasons I want to get a PlayStation 5 is I've never had a Blu-ray player. Well, it seems pretty expensive to get a PlayStation or, you know, a Blu-ray player for that, but.
And to own a movie is weird.
Make sure you get the right version. They have one without a disk drive.
Yeah, so they have the cheaper one does not have it. It's $100 more for it. It's insane. But anyways.
Is everyone's fiber internet okay these days?
Yeah, I actually had my first outage in 18 months. It was down for about 5 seconds.
Oh, that's long. That's much shorter than the outage I had with my water over the weekend, which was down for about 5 hours.
Wow.
So that was fun. We knew the day before, like it was half water pressure. I was like, uh-oh, what's happening? I like checked all around my house to make sure I wasn't flooding the basement or something, but there was a water main break down the road. And they stuck a big bright orange flyer on all of our doors at 7 o'clock in the morning on Saturday that said, we're shutting the water off at 7:30 and we don't know when it's coming back. Cool. I guess I won't take a shower today because I got up after 7.
Yikes.
The end. That's the end of that story.
Should have left the house.
I did.
Good.
But not to take a shower. I went to get coffee. So that brings us to the time. I'm so tired. Are you tired? Is that one of your side effects of COVID, Cody?
It was early on. Yeah, it was bad. Like I was sleeping 18 hours. It was not great, but now it's really just sniffles.
Oh.
So I'm very excited about that.
My sleeping 18 hours and having a fever lasted the full 14 days. Nice. On the 15th day, I didn't sleep quite as much.
I feel like it's getting, you know, my body's getting rid of it, which is good because I do not want a situation like yours where I'm going to test positive for, you know, 85 years.
Yeah.
So
it's only a full month.
It was a while.
Yeah. I had it, got the antibodies 2 weeks in, and still had active virus. So we had another 2 weeks.
Yeah, Oakland County Health Department, because Lori and all of her teacher friends have it. That's where it originated. So it was like
KCL
for me. But Oakland County Health Department called Lori's coworker friends, and one of them told one of the positive cased patients, just so you know, you're immune from COVID after you heal for a full 3 months. Straight up said that, like it was a fact.
Okay.
So that's, she got reported.
Good. Well, that's cool. I'm not up to anything. Maybe we'll get closer to finishing our D&D campaign. Last time that we played, it was not supposed to take that long. We were supposed to be much farther ahead than we got. So we'll see how far we can get as we continue on.
These episodes are just, yeah, it's like baby steps. It's making your ideals go a lot further, though. So that's
great.
It
is, and there's some, like, it gets weird. It gets weirder than it already is.
I'm losing track of the weirdness.
I come up with stuff, and I'm like, oh, that'd be pretty funny. And then I write it down.
Thank gosh you do the recap. Yeah. So you just need to do the recap on the private stuff.
No. A tablet can be mysteriously seen next to bushes.
I don't have to
type 69. It says nice.
Yeah. I don't have to recap it. It's in Discord still. Okay, so nobody die of COVID. Austin, what do you fuck with?
Yeah, but I have to go back a bunch.
What do you fuck with?
What do you mess with? Doing?
Still dealing with the phone system migration at work. That's great.
It's going to be your life for a bit.
No.
Yeah.
No. Gonna start fixing my basement.
Oh, yeah.
I'm buying lumber slowly but surely. Now that I have a truck with a license plate on it.
Good
that
job.
That also has 69 on it, which is great.
Yeah.
Nice. So you paid someone to do the transmission, or did you do it yourself? I don't remember.
No, there's still no reverse.
Oh my gosh.
Who needs to reverse?
So yeah, I went to Menards and I pulled into like the wrong like drive through because they have like little bars that drop down.
No.
So I pulled into the wrong one. He's like, you got your phone, right? Like that's where your barcode is. I'm like, yeah. And he's like, you need to do it over here. I'm like, oh, okay. Threw it in reverse. I'm like, huh. So then I just like twist my wheel back and forth. That way it like slowly starts to roll backwards.
Oh my gosh.
And then I just pull forward into the other one.
Nice.
Classic.
It was great. And then Mandalorian. Loving that.
People, that's the thing people love.
We're watching weird, mm-hmm. terrible Netflix Christmas movies.
Oh man.
So that's pretty fun.
Doesn't sound like it's your choice.
No, it's not. I still want to watch and continue to watch when I'm by myself Halloween scary movies. I went to the drive-in in Dearborn. I went there for the first time. I went to other drive-ins, but I went there and saw Halloween and then Scary Movie 1, which references Halloween, and that was a really good combo. I would do that again. But it was a long time to sit in an uncomfortable vehicle. I don't have an SUV where you can just lay down the seat or something, so...
So you watched Hubby Halloween? Is that what you're talking about?
Ew, Hubie? No, that was horrible.
I haven't seen it yet.
It's bad. Adam Sandler should never have made movies, nor should he continue to make them.
He's making bank, and there's a good subset of people that absolutely enjoy his stuff. So
it's not good.
Netflix paid him a buttload of money, and he's going to pump out however many movies a year that he needs to.
His comedy and style has not changed in 30 years. So that's all you need to know.
People like consistency.
Ugh. I'm not one of them. Maybe someday Dave will return.
Maybe.
Dun, dun, dun.
Okay, I'm not playing the outro music. Let's see if Craig's still here. So let's see if he did it this time, or if I tell him to stop and he says, I was recording just like he did last time, but he did record.
You've been listening to Help Desk Nightmares on the Halfway Network. Help Desk Nightmares is created by Mark E. Cody T. with Dave G. It is edited by Mark E. It is produced by Mark E. If you like the show and for others like it, check out halfwaynetwork.com. Leave us a review on iTunes so other people can find us. Follow us on Instagram at helpdesknightmares or visit www.helpdesknightmares.com.